आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। US President Donald Trump announces to extend Iran's ceasefire indefinitely. Blockade of sea routes to also continue. Stage set for polling in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh calls for enhanced collaboration between defense industrial ecosystems of India and Germany. Indian Army issues a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism on the first year of Pahalgam terror attack. Kedarnath Dham opens today for devotees in Uttarakhand. And in women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in third T20 International in Johannesburg today. And now the news in detail. US President Donald Trump has said that he will indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran to allow the two countries to continue peace talks to end the war. The announcement came as two-week truce was set to expire this morning. In a Truth Social post, Trump said he's making the move at Pakistan's request. However, he also said he would continue the US Navy's blockade of Iran's ports and shore, which Iran's leaders have called an act of war. He said the blockade of Iranian ports will continue until Tehran presents a unified proposal. Trump's announcement appeared to be unilateral, and it was not immediately clear whether Iran or the US ally Israel would agree to extend the ceasefire, which began 2 weeks ago. The government has said that the domestic LPG supply across the country remains normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia and New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that despite the increased prices of crude oil and LPG in the international market, the government strives to ensure the domestic supply of LPG without any disruption.
In spite of increase in the price in the international markets, whether it is LPG or whether it is crude, the prices in the country are more or less stable. Among our neighboring countries, we are having the lowest prices of petrol and diesel in the country. Price ko stable rakhne ke liye, Bharat Sarkar ne excise duty, petrol or diesel dono pe reduce ki hai. This has helped in maintaining the price stable.
Stage is set for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held in a single phase for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state. Our correspondent reports that there are over 5,73,43,000 voters in the state.
Polling arrangements are taking place all over the state. Awareness messages are displayed everywhere to emphasize the importance of voting. Banners, placards and posters are kept in public display to increase the number of voters. Chennai, the capital of Tamil Nadu, registers 60-65% voting, which is quite a low turnout. Security has been stepped up. This time, it will be a 100% webcast of polling booths and they will be monitored. Booth officials will present themselves today evening to take charge of the polling from tomorrow 7 a.m. Basic facilities like water, restrooms, wheelchair, electric lights and power connection for EVMs and Shamianas will be set up today at all the polling booths. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
In West Bengal, assembly elections will be held in 152 seats covering 16 districts tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that 1,478 candidates are contesting the elections in this phase.
The Election Commission of India has taken all arrangements to conduct a free, fair and peaceful election. Votes will be conducted in 44,376 booths, including nearly 3,000 auxiliary booths. 5,444 booths will be managed by women and there are 207 model booths. Two PWD managed booths are there in Balurghat and Asansol Dakshin assembly constituencies. 167 women candidates are there in the fray in the first phase of election. 100% webcasting will be done in all the booths. For a peaceful voting, Commission has taken all security arrangements including quick response team, QRTs, flying squads, CCTV cameras, etc. Kollan Laha, Akashbani News, Kolkata.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to lead several campaign programs today in support of the party candidates. According to party sources, he will address public meetings in Damdam, Habra in North 24 Parganas and Saptgram in Hooghly during the afternoon, followed by a roadshow in Sonarpur later in the evening. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will arrive in the state today for election campaigning. The Election Commission has commenced the second phase of International Election Visitors Programme, IEVP, for the ongoing assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar inaugurated the programme at the India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management in New Delhi yesterday. The Commission in a statement said that a total of 34 delegates from 17 countries, including representatives from their foreign missions in Delhi, will be participating in the programme. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Atmanirbhar Bharat is an invitation to co-create, co-develop and co-innovate, as he made a strong pitch for enhanced collaborations between the defence industrial ecosystems of India and Germany. Addressing the German Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence and Security on day one of his three-day Germany visit yesterday, Mr. Singh asserted that the world today is faced with new security threats and the technological transformation has made the situation highly complex and intricately connected. He said a new approach with the willingness to adapt to the changing environment is the need of the hour. He also asserted that India, under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is witnessing an unprecedented transformation in the defence sector and increased partnerships with the German industry can yield significant mutual gains. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Today marks 1 year after the Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Army, in a social media post, issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. Our correspondent reports that in response to Pahalgam terror attack, Indian armed forces launched the Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year.
Operation Sindoor was conceived as a punitive and targeted campaign to dismantle the terror infrastructure across the line of control and deeper inside Pakistan. Under it, the well-coordinated strikes carried out by the Indian Armed Forces precisely hit 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, killing over 100 terrorists, their trainers, handlers and associates. Most of the terrorists belong to organizations like Jaish-e-Mohammed, Lashkar-e-Taiba and Hizbul Mujahideen. The operation inflicted maximum damage on the terrorists and their hideouts and minimum harm to the civilian population. The operation demonstrated India's capacity for high-precision, coordinated military action across land, air and sea. The operation was made possible by years of investment in defense preparedness and the unwavering policy and budgetary support from the government. Operation Sindoor will be remembered as a defining moment in India's defense history, a symbol of military precision, inter-service cooperation and national resolve. It successfully eliminated terror threats, reaffirmed India's regional dominance and sent a strong message that cross-border terrorism would be met with a calibrated yet firm response. With Anand Kumar, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country will never bow to any form of terror and the heinous designs of terrorists will never succeed. Remembering the innocent lives lost in the terror attack on this day last year, he said that the victims of the gruesome Pahalgam terror attack will never be forgotten. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India stands unified in grief and resolve. He added his thoughts are also with the bereaved families as they cope with this loss. The portals of Kedarnath Dham, located in Rudraprayag district of Uttarakhand, have been opened for devotees this morning with Vedic chants and traditional rituals. A large number of pilgrims from across the country and abroad are present at the shrine. Details from our correspondent.
On the occasion of the opening of Kedarnath Dham has been grandly decorated and an atmosphere of devotion and zeal prevails across the region. Thousands of devotees are present at the shrine and the entire Kedarnath Valley is resonating with the chants of Har Har Mahadev and Jai Shiv Shankar. Senior pilgrimage priest of Kedarnath Sabha, Umesh Chandra Posti, said that all necessary preparation have been completed by the Rudraprayag District Administration and the Badrinath Kedarnath Temple Committee for the convenience of the devotees. Adequate arrangements have been ensured along the travel route and at shrine. Devotees have also expressed that extensive arrangements have been made by the administration along the travel route and at the temple parisar. It may be recalled that the portals of Badrinath Dham will open for devotees tomorrow morning, while the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Dham have opened on April 19. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In women's cricket, South Africa will take on India in the third T20 International of the five-match series at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. The Proteas women have started the series strongly, winning the first two matches. The women in blue will be eager to bounce back and keep the series alive by securing a win in the third T20I. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing a target of 243 runs, Delhi Capitals made 195 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. With the conclusion of high decibel campaign for state elections, Tamil Nadu and Bengal set to vote as campaign winds up, is a prominent headline in the Hindustan Times. Some boundaries should never be crossed, Indian Army's terse message on social media. India marks a year since Operation Sindoor, notes the Pioneer. The Hindustan Times honors editorial under the caption, Leaving Behind Pahalgam Scars, writes, The Pahalgam terror attack on this day a year ago came against the backdrop of near normalcy returning to Jammu and Kashmir and rising public anger against the army in Pakistan. The intent behind the attack was clear. Change the narrative about J&K from one of peace and hope, create a communal cleft in India and distract attention in Pakistan from the corrupt army security establishment that had captured office. Islamabad Rawalpindi succeeded in its domestic intent, but a united India mourned the victims and punished Pakistan for its act of terrorism. Operation Sindoor, launched 2 weeks after Pahalgam, restated India's resolve against terrorism and changed its terms of engagement with Pakistan. Militarily, Operation Sindoor introduced a new paradigm of deterrence. The impact has been visible on the ground. Terror incidents in the valley have come down and cross-border infiltration has reduced in the Chenab Valley. The real losers have been Pakistani citizens. Their country is back to being a garrison state and its economy is staring into an abyss. The Financial Express notes, 15,000 rupees cap for digital payments without OTP. And finally, as mercury soars, Delhi schools on heatwave alert to prevent dehydration. No open-air classes, water belt system made mandatory, notes the Delhi Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. U.S. President Donald Trump announces to extend Iran's ceasefire indefinitely, blockade of sea routes to also continue. Stage set for polling in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh calls for enhanced collaboration between defense industrial ecosystems of India and Germany. Indian Army issues a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism on the first year of Pahalgam terror attack. Kedarnath Dham opens today for devotees in Uttarakhand. And in women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in third T20 International in Johannesburg today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.